Thank you for choosing Your Moment of Kim, official podcast of comicbookgoddess.com. Brought to you by the SSDWC, the secret society for delayed world conquest. Hello everyone, and welcome to a spooky episode of Your Moment of Kim. That's right, this episode we're going to talk about the election, and cookies, and that other wholesome all-American institution, Mischief Night. I know that some people have trouble keeping these three things separate. Remember to listen carefully. There will be a test later. First of all, I would like to say hello to all of those other podcast listeners who are just like me. By that I mean, hi. I know it's July, and you're going to laugh at all the stupid things that I'm about to say about the election that was over 6 months ago. But you know what? I don't care. That's just part of the fun. In fact, yes, I do have a letter through my SSDWC Time Warp email device. It's myself emailing from 6 months in the future. I say that the joke still doesn't work then. Well, far be it from me to risk the entire time-space continuum by not making the joke, no matter how badly that I think it's going to fail. And speaking of fail reminds me of both this election and the election in the year 2000. Once again, it appears that the population of the United States of America is about to be split right down the middle, like Solomon and the baby. And who's really going to decide which side is the wise side? Well, I don't know. All I know is that we cannot afford to have someone in office to make the same mistakes that we have been making over the last 8 years. That's right, we need to elect someone who will make new mistakes, better mistakes. Mistakes that no one else has made in the history of the universe. We just have to hope that none of these mistakes involve global thermonuclear war. Any rights the Constitution's actually managed to protect? Regurgitating on other heads of state. Oh wait, that one's been done. But the important thing is not to listen to John Stossel. Everyone must vote for somebody on Tuesday. It might not matter too much exactly who, as neither of them is actually promising to balance the budget. Instead, they're falling over their feet, promising tax cuts to different people with a, you know, $10 trillion national debt. Well, just as the nation was split down the middle in year 2000, it is split down the middle today. Of course, come to think of it, the current president has already laid that foundation, so we don't have to worry about it too much. Way to go, America. That's progress. Who knows? Maybe we'll wake up Wednesday morning and it was a total landslide and everyone lied in the exit polls. Which would actually be kind of amusing. And brings us to our other topic, Mischief Night, which this year, and most years, I have absolutely no connection to. But I did want to relate that last year I lived in Dunmore, which is a suburb of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and not too far from where I live right now. On my way home on this particular night before Pranksgiving, my car was TP'd while I was driving it. My roommate's car was shaving creamed, but you know what? She came out and took a look at it, and she said, "That's not how you put shaving cream on a car. We used to do it much better back in high school." That's right. Critiquing your own soaked windows. The roommates you don't miss. But she did make cookies. So, to recap, vote for somebody on Election Day who will make new and different mistakes. Brush up on your vehicular soaping and shaving cream application skills before the next Mischief Night. And don't pass up the cookies. They're really good. I had like applesauce, chocolate chip peanut butter chunk today. Is that cinnamon?
This podcast has been produced by Comic Book Goddess Productions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit comicbookgoddess.com for a list of other podcasts to which Kim has contributed. Absolutely no information about the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, or SSDWC, is available at ssdwc.org. Seriously, we're trying to take over the world. Who has time for websites? Theme was recorded during the composition process for Holidays Suck by Devils Are Girls' Best Friends. The completed song is available at myspace.com/devilsaregirlsbestfriends. Other music is by Comic Book Goddess. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. And it's much more fun because of that. And I'm probably going to cut all of this because it's not funny. And it definitely won't be funny in 6 months.